News conferences are normally rather dull affairs, and if there's any excitement, it's normally within the text of a statement rather than at the podium itself. Well, that may be part of the reason it grabs so much attention when fists start flying, as they did in New York this week at a news conference to announce the heavyweight bout between Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis. The media has had a field day with this. Was it staged or wasn't it? Well, joining me now are Wallace Matthews, sports columnist for the New York Post, who was there when it happened, and here in the studio, sports journalist Steve Bunce. First of all, Wallace, to you, good for business, but is it good for boxing?
Well, you know what? There's a theory that there's nothing really bad for boxing because it thrives on characters like Mike Tyson, on publicity like it got out of this news conference on Tuesday. If anything, I would think that the promoters and Tyson and his people and the cable exhibitors are just overjoyed by all this, because this is a fight they expected to do perhaps a million pay-per-view buys here in the States at $50 a shot. Now I think they can maybe hope for a million and a half.
And does it matter to you at all as a journalist that whether or not this was staged?
Well, it depends on what you mean by staged. I mean, all press conferences are a form of manipulation in one form or another. We're going to see it in its finest form next week during that curious American ritual known as the Super Bowl, where they'll have a whole bunch of choreographed press opportunities to speak with certain players. However, if any of the players get into a punch-up on Bourbon Street or go into jail or get picked up with a prostitute, they're going to try and hush that up as much as possible.
Well, Steve, it may have been partially staged, but we're all going to remember it. Certainly, it was probably the item most people would remember from the news bulletin that day.
Yeah, that's always what happens. You know, whenever Mike Tyson's involved, there's a few extra cameras. And on this occasion, Mike Tyson did what all of those extra cameras wanted Mike Tyson to do. So he went from being the last item on the news to being the main item on the news.
What about the actual boxing itself? Does anybody talk about the boxing?
Well, you know what? I think this only creates more interest in the boxing itself. But one thing I want to expand on what Steve said, I mean, when Mike Tyson commits any crime now, there's always going to be plenty of witnesses. I saw people at this press conference I have never seen at a boxing event before. So naturally, if something like this was going to break out, there was going to be plenty of coverage for it. And I really do think, you know, I've never seen, and Steve's been at plenty of Tyson's press conferences as well as I have, I've never seen him get violent with another opponent at the press conference. I have seen him try to stare guys down. I've seen him use vile language before. I've seen him take that menacing walk, which is designed to make the other guy back up, and everybody will then say, wow, Lennox Lewis is afraid of Mike Tyson. But I really do think that the violence was precipitated by outside forces, which it may be only natural when Mike Tyson is walking toward your boss the way Mike Tyson was walking. I mean, I can understand a bodyguard's actions, but I don't think the fight happens if the bodyguard doesn't get in between them.